Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We've been chatting extensively during the show about the devastating floods that have taken place in KwaZulu-Natal. The loss of life has been horrendous, as has the fact that so many people have been left without a roof over their head. Another thing and another aspect that a lot of people haven't taken cognizance of is the fact that the insurance industry refers to this as a catastrophic event. Joining us now is Mtho Mapumulo. He is a senior associate at the law firm Adams & Adams in the insurance department, and he's going to help us make sense of what constitutes a catastrophic event and what is going to happen now with insurance companies. Will they be able to handle the, and this isn't meant to be a pun, but the flood of claims that are going to come in. Mtho, a very good afternoon to you, sir.
A very good afternoon to you and a very good afternoon to your listeners. Thank you for having me.
So Mtho, let's break this down. Would you agree that the insurance companies would regard what's happened in KwaZulu-Natal as a catastrophic event?
It is. It can certainly be classified as a catastrophic event. We see that through the intervention also of the government, well-being, the disaster management structures, and that is obviously then point towards the fact that it is, and it is quite apparent to everyone that it is a catastrophic event.
So sadly, we know that the majority of the people impacted are those that are in informal settlements or those that have homes that haven't been built correctly or to standard. And we have a legacy of RDP homes that aren't built to standard. But there's also the average person that's also impacted on this, people that have bonds, people that have suffered catastrophic damage to their properties and also to their vehicles. And a lot of them are insured. The homeowners have homeowners insurance, they have householders insurance, of course you have vehicle insurance. Are our insurance companies in a position to honor these kind of claims?
That is going to depend from an insurance company to insurance company. That is why there is this phenomenon of reinsurance in the insurance industry. That is to assist the insurance companies in such events where they are now faced or they encounter a situation where they've got huge payouts that they've got to make, and there are a plethora of claims coming through their way. So they usually have in place what we refer to as reinsurance, which is also just to ensure them that they are able to comply with their obligations, because the insurance companies, they do have the legal obligations towards the insured individuals, the insured companies, be it for car insurance, homes, structures, and the businesses also are also involved in this particular aspect. So I would like to think or believe that most, if not all, insurance companies do have in place reinsurance policies in place so that they are able to carry out their legal obligations.
As a legal expert in the insurance field, I need to ask you regarding Sasria. We saw last year in July there was a lot of unrest, specifically in KwaZulu-Natal, and Sasria was responsible for a large portion of payouts because that's why Sasria exists. We heard rumblings last night that looting may have actually transpired and occurred during these floods because the emergency services were diverted more for disaster management and for search and rescue, leaving large areas unattended. So we've heard that there may be further looting taking place. What's happened with Sasria as of July last year? Were they in a position to pay out claims that were made to them? We heard stories that perhaps they didn't have enough in the coffers as was expected.
Yes, yeah. Those are the reports that the official reports that came through Sasria. At the beginning, they basically took the responsibility to say they will be trying to assist the affected businesses with the payouts, which in my understanding they've been doing consistently, but to date there were still few millions away from being able to pay out to every affected businesses. So they still have that going. But in this particular instance, I think it will really be a stretch to say they have to make the payout. Because if you look at the nature of the events this time around as compared to the previous, you know, July unrest, and also you need to look at what specifically is covered by Caesarea. Caesarea is more towards political unrest, riots, strikes, etc., etc. So in this particular instance, we are looking at the heavy rains and floods, and it will really, from where I am sitting, it will really be a stretch to say they have to be held legally responsible.
That's a very good point you've just made. Caesarea is responsible for the political unrest. If there was looting yesterday as a result of these floods, that is as a result of criminal elements, and their normal insurance would have to kick in. It wouldn't be an aspect covered by Caesarea. So thank you for clarifying that.
Absolutely spot on. Thank you.
Just a general comment from yourself before we end the interview. Are our insurance companies in South Africa generally regarded as being accommodating towards the insured, or are we seeing too many repudiations taking place that may be regarded as unjustified?
To answer that question, to start with, it is difficult to deal with the insurers. I will be frank with you. We do get queries and people wanting seeking rather legal assistance with the insurers, because it's either they do not get cooperation from the insurers, we see some of the repudiations, which sometimes if you as an individual or someone who does not have a financial muscle, you can really have your supposedly valid claim repudiated, and you do not have the financial muscle to fight that or to challenge that. So, but there is a general, trend, or I would say a tendency to repudiate claims, and these are usually challenged successfully through, depending on whether it's a short-term or a long-term insurance, through the Ombudsman's office. Sometimes, depending on the complexity and the nature of the repudiation and the insurance policy in place, then we are also quite successful in the referrals to, say, the arbitration or any other dispute resolution platform.
Mtho Mapumulo from Adams & Adams, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you very much, and thanks to your listeners.